Pics: Muslims denounce Macron as a Satan, not a human at thousands-strong protest. By Jack Montgomery on November 2, 2020. Thousands of Muslim protesters gathered at the heavily guarded French embassy in Jakarta, Indonesia, to rail against French President Macron for defending people's right to caricature the Islamic prophet. Demonstrators in the world's most populous Muslim-majority state carried banners depicting President Macron as a horned demon alongside slogans such as "Macron is a Satan, not a human," and made reference to Charlie Hebdo, the French satirical magazine which was targeted by Islamist gunmen for daring to publish likenesses of their prophet in 2015. Other protesters carried posters with slogans such as "Macron is devil," "Sick," "Macron go to hell," and "Macron Muslim enemy," all in English, and so likely intended to send a message internationally, and not to the French or fellow Indonesians. Many featured images of Macron with a boot print on his face, similar to an image of the French president uploaded to Instagram by UFC fighter Khabib Nurmagomedov of Dagestan, alongside the message "May the Almighty disfigure the face of this scum and all his followers," who, under the slogan of freedom of speech, offend the feelings of more than 1.5 billion Muslim believers. "May the Almighty humiliate them in this life, and in the next. Allah is quick in calculation and you will see it." A similar image was burnt outside the French embassy in London last week at an anti-Macron protest. While Indonesia is considered moderate by the standards of many Muslim-majority countries, hardline views are by no means alien to its islands. With Dr. Mavita Budi Harsana, University of Indonesia's Faculty of Public Health, noting that around 60 million women, or half of the women in Indonesia, are estimated to have undergone FGM, for example. While rites of female genital mutilation predate Islam and are not unknown beyond the Islamic world, with some questioning whether it should really be tied to the Middle Eastern religion, it has had unusually strong support from many powerful Islamic religious authorities in Southeast Asia, including the Indonesian Ulama Council and Malaysia's National Council of Islamic Religious Affairs. Indonesia is not the only country where protests have been held against France in general and the French president in the wake of his remarks defending people's right to caricature Muhammad, which were issued after a Chechen refugee publicly beheaded a school teacher, Samuel Paty, who had shown images from Charlie Hebdo in class during a lesson on freedom of expression. Muslim protesters have also burned and trampled French flags and likenesses of President Macron in countries such as Pakistan, and indeed in Western countries such as Britain, where the Frenchman was burned in effigy at an unlawful protest outside the French embassy in London, and Cyprus, where dozens of protesters attacked that country's French embassy and fought with police. Macron, for his part, has stuck to his guns on his support for freedom of expression and his efforts to tackle Islamist separatism, at least for now. "I'm telling you very clearly, not our values. We believe in the Enlightenment, and women have the same rights as men. It is vital. And so, I will never, never, never accept an association, even if it would be in the name of a religion, that would promote the idea that a little girl is not the equivalent of a little boy. She will not be given the same education. She will not be given the same opportunities. Because it's not our values," he told the Qatar-owned Al Jazeera news network at the weekend. "People who think like that, let them do it somewhere else, but not on French soil." Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, at Jack Montgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.